Cundall's Road East could one day be home to three residential buildings of 8, 10 and 11 stories, with 505 apartments. A public meeting will be held tonight, September 13, on a rezoning application needed to move this project forward on almost 4.8 acres of vacant land at 303 Cundall's Road E, near Duckworth Street and Highway 400 in Barrie. Arlene McLean says she would like to see the city get more for this rezoning, such as some units designed for seniors, air conditioning and apartments allocated for those on subsidized incomes, say 30%. These developers will make tons of money and profits over the building's lifetime, and for the privilege of having zone changes to accommodate them to build and make their profit on, she wrote to the city. I feel they need to be grateful to the city and community and return the favor to the community in kindness, McLean added. We as a community need to demand more for allowing them to build, when we are adjusting to meet their needs, so they can build and make a profit, they in return need to offer more back to the community than just taxes. Developer Penedy, North Barrie, has applied to revise the site-specific zoning provisions under the General Commercial with Special Provisions zoning to facilitate the development of these towers. Under the current zoning, residential building height is to be 6 stories and the maximum residential unit count is to be 200, although 120 units already exist in the form of 2 6-story residential apartment buildings, known as the Junction. This would bring the unit count to 625, 505 plus 120. Also, the minimum rear yard setback is being proposed at 3.5 meters when 7 meters is the standard on this property, which fronts Cundall's Road East and Highway 400. Gavin May wrote to the city about more traditional concerns to dense development. This project is too large a scale for the neighborhood. It will dwarf the surroundings and cause immeasurable traffic and parking congestion, he wrote. The construction of the junction already put a strain on the nearby side streets due to limited overflow and visitor parking. Mary and Richard Boswell say this development would affect enjoyment of their home. For us, the impact on our home will also be severe, they wrote. A 10-story building will block out any sunlight we now experience and will severely limit any aspect of privacy we have in our unit. We realize the property cannot stay empty, but do feel the proposed scope of the development is unrealistic for the area. Barbara and Archie Marshall say city officials need to consider the neighbors when considering such projects. We are not arguing that the city of Barrie doesn't need more rental units. We realize there is a critical shortage of rental properties to address the housing needs of many deserving Barrie families, they wrote. We are just asking that both the city of Barrie and the developer need to make well-informed decisions that consider the needs of all families in the surrounding Ward 3 community. A public meeting is one of the first stages of Barrie's planning process. A staff report to planning committee is anticipated in early 2023 for consideration of the proposed rezoning. Should City Council approve the rezoning, a site plan application will also be required to develop this property. Tonight's public meeting on this application is part of a planning committee meeting scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. It is the third public meeting scheduled to be held.